as being the action of its legislative and judicial branch and branches. And we read where recently, last year, the Congress of the United States passed a resolution condemning Bob Jones University for the very essence of the Constitution. In the United States, you are supposed to have the ability to believe, understand the Bible the way you personally understand it and express those beliefs. Now, this wasn't a law that shut Bob Jones University down. It wasn't a law yet. So you might say, well, they haven't really acted in a fulfillment of speaking. But brothers and sisters, the characteristic of the United States in Bible prophecy in Revelation 13, never forget that one of the premier characteristics of that Bible symbol, the United States, is that it is the power that goes through a metamorphosis. It begins as a lamb and it speaks as a dragon. And in that truth, we are to understand that there is a transition that takes place. It isn't a lamb one day and the next day a dragon. There's a development of this dragon spirit. And last year, for the first time in history, the Congress of the United States spoke by a resolution saying it didn't appreciate that there was a religion that had anything negative to say about the Pope of Rome. And that is totally opposed to the very reason that the United States of America was founded. And I don't simply mean that the very reason the United States was founded was simply for religious freedom. You can look at it even more specific than that. The reason the United States was founded is that it was trying to escape Catholicism. It wasn't simply just the general condition of religious freedom. Those people were coming out of 1260 years of a bloodbath. And if you don't think it was a bloodbath, you can look at either a Protestant encyclopedia or a Catholic encyclopedia. A Catholic encyclopedia will tell you that during the Dark Ages, 50 million martyrs were put to death. A Protestant encyclopedia will tell you it's 100 million. So somewhere between 50 and 100 million people were put to death during the Dark Ages because they wouldn't accept the Eucharist or they wouldn't give in to Mary. They simply wanted to go by God's word. So that's the reason, one of the premier reasons the United States came into being and the Constitution came into being, not just simply the generic term of religious liberty. We then, in our last presentation, looked at some of the things that Sister White told us would be going on in the courts of law in the United States in the time period when we should expect to see a Sunday law coming to pass. One of them, that the